This call is being recorded.
Okay, so the first topic of today's call is last collection points. There were two action points for me related to pull request 186, which I failed to perform. I was supposed to create a cookbook example for this pull request, which is related to expects media type. I was so focused on working on the Hydra console prototype and reference client, so I failed to fulfill those two action points. My bad.
No problem. Yeah, what should you do?
I think you should see. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
You should see a prototype of a Hydra console as it is now. It's very simple. I've just found some issues with the reference client meanwhile working with the console, which are now corrected. I'm using a separate branch, which is pull requested on the client. For now, all you can do is just to provide some URL, and then the console is able to extract the API documentation resources and an entry point. So you can see there are some supported classes provided by this example. This is Tomasz test, or maybe not test, API. I tried to use the endpoint provided by you, Angelo, but I had some issues. I think you are not providing the API documentation link. So
yes, I do provide it, but Thomas also had some issues because I didn't expose the link header, but I fixed it in the meanwhile, so it should work.
Okay.
Yeah. So I remember. So that was course.
Mm-hmm. So I'll try to work with your API as well, just to cover more use cases. The work is in progress, and I'm open to for ideas. The general idea for me now is just to reflect or reproduce the previous version of the console's behavior. So, for instance, showing some documentation details. For instance, I've just clicked the brochure and there is just a hint that there will be some more details here. And maybe some browsing of the entry point in the future. We'll see. Just to show you what I was working with last 2 weeks. And the third action point was Tomasz's one, hook up Slack with Twitter.
Right. So I did just that. You may have noticed I created a new channel, Hydra Notifications, where I hooked up Zapier to notify us of any mentions. And I also re-added GitHub currently for the spec repository, so that any pull request and issue on the spec repository will also show up there. Initially, you may remember it was put on the main Hydra channel, but I figured it was just too chatty for the general audience. So I removed that one before. So now it's back on the dedicated channel. So maybe we can find it useful.
Okay.
So what's all in there? The issues, pull requests, and also Twitter, yeah?
Issues, pull requests, and Twitter as a separate integration.
Cool. Maybe I'll finally create a Twitter account.
Yeah, great.
Cool. So another topic for today's call. I'll open off an example API and client application. There were some ideas thrown here and there on Slack. So the question is, how would you like to proceed with this?
Okay, so comparing also maybe with the analogy to the Thinkster real app examples that I also linked. Hold on, if you've not seen it, or let's just put it on the chat for reference. Oh boy! So there is this GitHub repository which defines an API and client spec to be implemented in a variety of languages. So, okay, there you go. There's the GitHub link. So this is maybe a little different, but I think I'd like what we would do to be kind of similar. So in one repository, we just define without any software rather than whatever publishing maybe or Markdown minimum, we need to get the spec up, some human readable text, maybe example JSON of these. I was kind of actually so going ahead of myself. I was actually thinking today that what we do here could be basis for a unit testing or integration testing tool, so that you first do that specification by example, saying that, okay, so you have the entry point, which looks like this. And then when you request a specific link, you get a specific response. So basically, request response. And for example, when you have a collection and then take take a page out of it, you follow a link and you get the next page. So we can, and then having these handcrafted, we can exercise a real server checking that the triples exactly match. So wouldn't be JSON LDs, but of course triples. But yeah, that's like the next step. So the first step would be to create a repository like this one. Decide on what API we want to be implementing, and then in separate repositories try to implement that same API using existing tools, and then probably developing whatever missing features we have in those tools.
So you and mean one repository okay, that just shows what the JSON looks like, and several other repositories for specific implementations in some programming languages and libraries, or what?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just that. And this is, again, this is similar to the real world. The real world which I linked is just Markdown documents, giving examples and rough specs for the API. And then each one of those implementations is its own repo. Now, you may have noticed on Slack that Lorenzo actually created a repository on their in their HTTP APIs organization, which I think is a bit hasty. First of all, well, I don't really appreciate the fact that he's not here again, and he's kind of hijacking the role of the CG by putting stuff in their organization.
I agree.
Yeah, you could do whatever he wants, but it doesn't mean that this is what we actually, take.
No, but yeah, but you know, they gain some traction and publicity, and it just gives a perception of schism in Hydra community, so to speak. But anyway, so what he did, maybe he just misunderstood me linking to the real world repository before. What I see he did, he actually replicated or started replicating the real world API using Hydra. I mean, which is not a terrible idea, in fact, then, because then I consider it. And instead of coming up with not only the JSONs that we need and the features that we need, we would also be probably needlessly discussing, you know, specific business, so quote unquote, needs of an API. So, you know, I expect we'd be more concerned with how you model coffee in a coffee shop. Mm. I'm sure there's a number of ways. If we take the real world as it is, it's probably enough, even without really changing it and make it into a Hydra application, without actually thinking about the API and just take it verbatim. It may actually help us focus on Hydra and not the API itself, which is not that important for a while. So I don't know what you think. Instead of discussing if you want to go, you know, ticket service, PSD, or something else, we can just take this one because it exists already.
What is the domain of the Reworld API?
It is a Medium clone, so the publishing platform.
Okay. Does it allow us to, or is it, yeah, is it able to build, or can we build every feature that Hydra supports, or we want Hydra to support, into such an API?
Well, there will be a point in which we will have to get creative.
Mm.
So I haven't looked at it that in depth. We can. So let's see. Most of it sits in. Not here. Sorry. Let me find it. API spec. So it has a swagger, and it has just a markdown document listing API endpoints and methods. Link on IRC. So I'm sure it does not have everything that we may need, and it's probably because it's not really hypermedia driven, and that was never the goal of real world API. So of course it's not complete in terms of what we want to do with Hydra, but I think it's big enough starting point to at least be inspired by it, have the same set of endpoints, and then would probably you won't just take this repository, you know, fork it and turn into Hydra.
Mm.
We'll still have to be manual labor defining those presentations and the functionalities, but at least there is
I think you're right. It might at least be a good starting point. So if we are finished with it and see there are several features of Hydra that that uncovered in this API, we can still have a second API to line out those features.
That is a possibility. I probably will find out. Like I said, it would be a starting point, and then we would be adding additional stuff as we go for what we need. But either is an option. I don't know, Carol, what do you think about it?
I'm just wondering, maybe there is something I didn't get correctly. How can we incorporate what's on this real world? Because I saw what's in the API directory. There is some swagger indeed.
We can just implement it. So there are several implementations, like with Node Express and so on. And you could just start a repository, I think, and then perhaps they will include it in the list if you have, make a pull request.
Well, in fact, I was actually thinking of one additional step before that even. So first we start with something like the real world where there is no, there's just, we just turn that, maybe even the README MD, as, so the real world API spec description written in Markdown, just adapt it. So for example, there is this multiple articles JSON, which of course would become a Hydra collection, right? So those obvious actions needed to turn it into a Hydra spec. So first thing I would do is actually set up a repository with just static files, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is precisely what I did recently for the client. So just write those JSON LDs by hand.
I think this is something similar that we have already with the reference client integration test. There's just a set of static files directories provided by a very, very simple server site created with Express.js.
Precisely that, yeah. And then we take whatever libraries we are. I've started some time ago on C Sharp. I know Carol also. We could try with Symfony if we can get it working. I'm sorry, the APA platform. Not so that's not Symfony, right? Or is it?
Mm-hmm.
There is a colleague of mine also creates a Sparkle based Node.js server. So we take those server implementations and we start implementing them to to serve equal representations to what the static files are mm-hmm. serving. And of course, then we can add some dynamic stuff like actual data transfers or maybe authentication, which hasn't really been tackled at all with Hydra.
Exactly. But
I mean, there isn't much to it, but in terms of real implementation, that's a thing you need to have, right? So that kind of thing. So yeah, but first two steps, turn the real world stuff into JSON LDs, mm-hmm. and then and serve them with Express.
Okay. Sounds interesting. With an example, so we don't have to create our own. The good thing about this, we can have some reference or comparison with other approaches.
Yeah, and of course, on the other hand, there are there is client implementation, right? So once we have the sample API even as static files,
mm-hmm.
we could also in parallel start building whatever UI. So for me, that would be a way to advance the generic client. I know, Angelo, you were also interested in building a UI. So that's.
I would also be interested in building a specific UI. So if the domain of the real world API is something like Medium, we could build an API client that is specific to this domain, but is not specific and not coupled to the specific JSON, but only to the semantics in there.
Precisely. So
in the end, you could have several Hydra APIs that that match the domain of the real world API, but have different implementations for it. Now, for example, different JSON structures, a different amount of API requests you have to do to achieve something, and the client should still work with both.
Oh, that's an interesting twist. Yeah, definitely. You can have slightly different behavior, but the same end result. We may accidentally get into this. But yeah, very, very well. And so the generic client should work just as well as a bespoke client. We may have multiple bespoke clients. For me, it won't be much effort to do a bespoke client either with the same technology I use for the generic client. So we can have then multiple examples of different approaches. That's definitely useful. I mean, of course, sounds like a duplicate effort, but we need to explore and maybe come up with some patterns or this will give us the best idea of what we want and how we achieve it.
What I'm doing at work in my learning time is what my goal is to have some kind of digital assistant app. For example, my domain is cinema tickets, that could book cinema tickets via Hydra ticketing API, and it should be, no matter how the API is working in the details, as long as it serves schema, the movie screening events and movies and tickets. So this is also an approach to have, okay, a specific client that knows about the domain but doesn't care about how the API is implemented.
So for instance, the client understands some specific classes.
Exactly.
But the client doesn't focus on the structure, so this API will provide those instances the way it will, and then the client will get to know the runtime.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you like to proceed? Because from what I've heard, there are probably three concurrent solutions here, and I think this is somehow a waste of our efforts.
How so?
For instance, Tomasz, you will work on your generic client and on some kind of domain, probably this real world. Angelos probably will stick to his cinematic topic. For me, I'm not sure which way I would like to go. I think I'm more focused on the Hydra console now, so I do not care really about the domain itself. So I would like to see the three of us working on something similar, yet something different.
What's the difference between the Hydra console you are working on and the generic client Thomas is working on? These are both generic clients, aren't they?
Yes and no. Actually, what I'm doing now, I'm trying to recreate the behavior of the old console, which was more of a API discovery from the documentation point of view. It was showing what kind of classes were supported, what kind of properties, what kind of operations, etc., etc. And the original console actually was unable, I think, to browse the data, which is somehow a generic client behavior. So this is what was the Hydra console originally. I intend to have a generic client as well, but I'm short on time, so I just need to prioritize stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how we shall set up, for instance, the repositories.
Yeah, I would say let's start with what Thomas said. Let's at least have a service that serves static JSON files that are there then an example for how to do stuff. And yeah, we could use the real world API stuff.
Tomas, you're making a lot of noise, I think.
Sorry, I had to move because it will be fine now.
Okay.
Yeah, regardless of my work, regardless of my work with the Cinema API, I think as a Hydra community group and for developing Hydra and attracting developers to Hydra, we need examples.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm keen to work on this cinematic topic of yours rather than to work on something volatile as this real world API.
I'm fine with this as well, of course. We could, yeah.
I just hate to see you working alone on this. I'm not sure what is driving you to do this. Is it your learning topic or is it something somehow related to your work? I don't know.
No, it's not really. It's somehow related to work because I'm doing it at work and one day a week. Mm-hmm. But my motivation is to show the capabilities of linked data and Hydra for APIs. And
so
eventually to convince customers to use it because it has several advantages for the projects, maybe.
Okay. So from my perspective, I see a value, for instance, in community working on this very topic. It's very, I think it's real. There are services selling tickets. I think this is quite informative. It will show quite a few features. And I prefer this over this real world, which is still great an example, but I think there is something already that can be used, I don't know, propagated, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. How do you feel it?
I don't really have a strong opinion, any affection for the real world. I just kind of felt like it's there already as a base for stuff, but yeah, I don't mind. I mean, if Angelo has personal interest leading the ticketing domain, so to speak, so that Angelo, you would have to become a kind of a domain specialist, right? So you pretend, or maybe you know that, or at least you assume the role of expert in the field.
Actually, I don't know the domain from real world. That might be a problem indeed. It's just something I picked because I would find it useful from a user perspective to have it.
Now, what I just mean is that someone has to have a say here. Otherwise, if we start with something completely new, I mean, we would need a leader for the domain itself. Otherwise, we would be I don't know, arguing whether we find different kinds of coffee, same coffee or not, given the rest box example or any other one. We want to be arguing about Hydra structures and not the domain, so that it would fall on you, I suppose, in this case.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, okay. What I like about the cinema domain is that we could start, for example, with a very simple CRUD API for creating and managing the available movies that exist. And for the ticketing and ordering process, it will get more complex, and we will need to provide features that go beyond CRUD.
Okay. I think this is something that is not covered with this real world.
Yeah.
I think it may be missing, and I mean that the case of yours, Angelo, will require just hypermedia, which is missing from the real world example.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's because real world don't do hypermedia.
Exactly. So exactly.
It's
okay. Can you put it to the vote?
Okay.
Okay. Let me just. So there are two concurrent APIs. So Louis would like to go with real world. So real world example on IRC.
How exactly do we vote?
Or just make a plus or something, plus one on IRC.
Mm-hmm. I guess you convinced me to make it maybe plus half.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you convinced me to lower, but it's not really a zero, but like I said, I will also vote more in favor of.
Okay, and the cinematic example. Okay, we've got a winner then. How shall we go with this? Shall we create a separate repository in Hydra CG, or is it going to be a part, I don't know, of a codebook? Or
I think it should be a separate repository.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Example or cinematic example, or I don't know. Let's decide it. We have still some minutes left, so let's decide it.
I don't think we can also rename anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give it a name? I was screening something, right, Andrew?
My API I'm working is called CinemaAPI, like Cinema API, but it's on GitLab, and I don't think I would reuse it for an example, because perhaps we start exactly with CRUD at first here and start example by example, and not with what I did was build something specific I wanted to show. So I'm at the moment I'm asking myself if we could also use it to have to show how several APIs can interact with linked data. For example, we could have an API that is also only serves movies, and a second API that serves events and tickets for those movies, but does not provide the movie data itself, but only a via the other API, because this is, in my opinion, one of the strengths of the linked data and hypermedia approach, that APIs can be interlinked, and we could show that as well.
Sure.
So we could start with a movie API that does some CRUD, create movies, list movies, filter, find.
Okay.
Stuff. And we could just name it movie API example or something like that. I'm not really creative with names.
Sure. Okay.
I would even if we have multiple of those APIs, I would still put them in a single, as for the static blueprint files.
Single repo.
I would just put them in a single repo. Yeah.
I agree. I kind of like this CinemaAPI. Okay, guys, let's do this. Let's create an additional repository named CinemaAPI. Yeah, go on.
Oh, you say CinemaAPI, but I don't know if it would be. But all right, so one for movies, another for tickets, one for, what do you say, events? Whatever. Just call it, let's Or maybe I'm not sure. I'm just somewhere between Cinemappy sounds fun, but on the other hand, maybe just name it like name like Hydra Examples, or like Hydra Example API.
Oh, so boring.
Or reference APIs also.
Okay, you convinced me not to go with Cinemappy just to be a little bit less more generic, but let's not go with Hydra Examples. Everything is Hydra.
No, don't prefix everything.
Okay, let us give some time.
Just call it anything. Just create the repository and
exactly. We can rename it later. Let's start with some very very stupid like API examples, and then we can think it over.
And we've God damn it, this comes back every time. We need more control over the CG. So I guess I should add him and remind me about it to finally have Marcos give us more power.
That's why I like to develop rather than to manage. anyway.
Speaking of this, could someone of you add me to the group in GitHub? I'm not a member of it.
No, that's the thing. We cannot.
Ah, okay.
I will have to ask Marcos to do so. But consider it done. I'll send him an email today and consider it done. I hope. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else you would like to discuss?
So you will create the repository and we will start with the movie API. Did I understand this correctly?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. So I guess first action item for you, Angelo, will be to start with maybe just an entry point and API documentation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whatever minimum.
Something to feed the repo.
I would use Node for it because it's really easy to surf static JSON with it.
And yes, please.
Easily adopt it to more dynamic stuff later.
Don't hesitate. We are doing the same with integration tests. I just created a very, very simple Node.js server to feed the test. So feel free to use Node.js.
You know, for starters, don't even use Node. I mean, for starters, let's just start with the JSON files and then express.
But we have to serve the JSON files somehow. And
it might be tricky to set up static JSON LD files on the server.
I mean, well, sure, it would still be, I agree, it would, Express is a good choice. And Express actually, when you serve static files, static JSON LD files, it actually understands that they, and it serves them with the correct content type, which I was happy
JSON
to.
LD? Is it a JSON LD content type?
Yeah, when you have a JSON LD files and you serve them through the Express static thing, they actually get.
It understands the not JSON LD file ending, or how does it work?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, and it gives
probably a file,
and it then adds.
It's not a problem. I have done it with Cinemappy. I already have more or less a scaffolding for serving stuff.
Sure.
Whichever works. There isn't much.
Whichever works.
There isn't much.
I will set something up during the week.
Fantastic. So and then. You use Heroku, right? So put it on Heroku, and this way I can put it in my client. Carol can put it in my client, and then we will be iterating to get it.
I could create some account on Heroku and share it with you. I think I'm not sure how the pricing there is, but
the free tier can work fine. Listen, I created a Bitwarden, so that's like a LastPass. Where I shared passwords for currently there's a shared email account that is a there is Zapier, and there is, I think, Netlify. And I can add you to the Bitwarden if you create an account. So, and then we can put Heroku, a shared Heroku password there. This will keep it for free, but we'll have a dedicated account for that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it this way.
So I will send you an invite, in fact. Well, okay. You have to give me your email first. So I'll send you an invite.
Okay. I don't have to create an account
before. You have to. You have to create an account, and then I add you to a team.
Yeah.
How does the pricing look on Heroku? Is there any kind of free?
Yeah, there's a free tier.
Okay.
The limitation. The limitation is that it has to sleep for 8 hours a day.
Okay. I have a problem with this.
No problem with that. So if it runs for 16 hours straight, it will then sleep for 8 hours, correct?
Okay. I think we should create just a Heroku account for Hydra's community growth.
Yep.
Yep.
Cool. Is it okay for you, Angelo, to create this account?
Yeah, I will do it.
Great. Okay. So reach out to me first. Like I said, I will... I'll share the email to use for that and the password database, so you can just put it all there and then create the account.
Okay, I've made an action point of this. In case of any questions related to Hydra, just contact me directly. There will be some details required. Maybe I'll be able to help you. Okay, anything else? Sounds like a plan.
Great.
Excellent. Okay, unless there is anything else you would like to discuss, I think we can call it a day. And we can get back to our work or sleep.
Cool, sounds good. I mean, we have 4 minutes left. So anything? I could actually if we have those 4 minutes, I can just run an idea through you. So I was, like I said, I was doing this similar thing with static files, which we will just maybe this and next week implement with a real server. So, and one thing I needed was simple, and I have been mentioning that for years already. You have a form, and then on a form you need either static or dynamic dropdown. And of course, there have been ideas of stuff like all one off, and then enumeration of the values, and maybe of course the shackle and stuff, but I figured that the simplest reuse of our current building blocks is the collection itself and the collection property. So what I did a supported property, and then use the collection property and link it to a Hydra collection, which was actually a template. This way, I didn't have to.
Can you paste an example?
Sure. So that's not a it's not a public repository at the moment. It will be, but it's not now. You know, if the Uber conference does multi-line.
No. Just try and paste it.
Yes, it's not pushed, I guess. Hold on, to find that file. Oh no, this is very bad. This doesn't work. Okay, so I cannot share it here. So I don't really know what to do. Okay, let me type it. So it's more or less like this. So I supported property, and then I'm typing a sort of portal in the chat now. Supported property. Yeah, if this is readable enough. So the supported, there is a supported property of a supported class, and then using the collection property to link it either to a IRI template, or alternatively, if it's not if it's just a static collection, I mean, not without requiring an input, it would just be a collection. And then it's the same tooling, the same logic for iterating the members, and just instead of using that for the UI, just put them in a select or drop down.
And in okay, so let me just read it. So in an imaginary supported class, you have a supported property of some kind. And this supported property, which is a web resource that can be the reference, there is a collection link pointing to some resource. And this resource will come with items for this supported property. Am I correct?
Yeah, correct. And conforming to the Hydra collection.
Yes, sounds reasonable.
So
we'll have to do the work for the time being until we will get something dedicated, if we will get something dedicated to this.
I'm sure. I mean, this is like this comes up, you know, in the most basic of proof of concepts for a client, and that's, I think that's a very basic, real world stuff that the user interface does. I'm sure that. And this was the simplest I could come up with, rather than because we would find similar discussions in the past.
I think we have an issue on GitHub for this.
Yeah, well, just something
actually,
food for thought.
This example with an IRI template actually would fit to type ahead scenario.
That's precisely what I use it for. This IRI template actually is a Sparkle query, a construct query that returns a collection based on the input. So
sounds interesting.
As close to, you know, as little unnecessary moving pieces as possible. Anyway, would you like an issue or maybe a cookbook with some examples?
A code book sounds great.
Cool.
If there is something
that I don't get yet, is you link an IRI template with collection, but the IRI template is no collection.
Sure, yeah, that's one thing of about using IRI templates. I think you would find those kind of discussions with in closed and open issues on specifications repository. Actually, it's a bit of the same conundrum you have with RDF lists, right? So you have a property which you want to connect with actual items, but instead you have the indirection of with the RDF list. So this is kind of similar. Instead of linking to a collection itself, you link to a template, which lets you request the collection. because the template is a way to take a human input or mm-hmm. otherwise some input to construct the URI, right? Anyway, I mean, let's not prolong today. I mean,
yeah,
maybe it will be clearer when I do this cookbook draft for it. Okay. We can continue on Slack.
Yeah.
Let me just type a question. Okay. I think we can end our today's call. We have some stuff. We have some actions to do. We'll be in touch then.
Okay, yeah. Have a nice evening.
Have a nice evening then, guys. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.